Hi, this is Tom from tdjacobs.com, and I'm an evolutionary astrologer and an energy worker and a channel, and today I'm going to be talking about Jupiter in Scorpio, and I want to lay out for you how to understand Jupiter transits, as well as what any planet in Scorpio is doing, and then get more specific about the themes of this particular transit of Jupiter in Scorpio. So let's just start with the dates. October 10th, 2017, it enters Scorpio, and it is there for 13 months until November 8th, 2018. So no, October 10th, 2017 to November 8th, 2018. Also give you here the retrograde dates and degrees. On March 9th, 2018, it will station at 23 Scorpio. Then it will retrograde to 13 Scorpio and station again on July 10th, 2018. So approximately 4 months, and it's going back, or will appear to go back 10 degrees through Scorpio. So be aware, if you have placements in mid-Scorpio or mid-fixed signs, or mid-water signs, this retrograde period will greatly lengthen the duration of how this transit affects you. So I want to kind of do what I think of as dispelling some myths about Jupiter. My own experience of Jupiter, I think until I got into this kind of spiritual teaching and working and doing astrology and channeling and all this kind of metaphysical work, my approach was always very Saturnian. And so I didn't really give in to Jupiterian energy. And when I heard people talking about it, I was suspicious. And I thought rightly so, because of my opinion about luck, my doubts about what people were saying about luck and abundance and how all that worked. After getting into astrology, just after the time I turned about 30, I started to get it. I understood. And that's what I kind of want to lay out for you today, so you can have a framework for understanding what Jupiter's really doing, instead of assuming it's a, you know, the greater benefic, or assuming that it's going to bring you good things. I want you to really understand what actually happens. This idea that a planet in transit asks you a question, I steal from my teacher Steve Forrest pretty directly. It's a fantastic approach. It's the only one I think that works in thinking about transits. That a transiting planet is asking us all questions, but based in our own natal charts, the questions get very specific. What house is it in? What sign is it in? What aspects is it making? And those parts of our natal imprint, our natal chart, those aspects of our consciousness get activated, and then we can choose to respond. So what the questions that Jupiter asks are about: do you have faith? Do you believe in yourself? Do you have self-confidence? It's not the self-esteem of Venus. It's the self-confidence of giving yourself a chance to be big, to take up space, right? Jupiter being next to the Sun, the largest body in the solar system. To risk self-confidence, to expand through more self-trust and listening to hunches, intuition, gut instinct, and imagination. So in an important way, Jupiter is about expansion without logic. This gut level instinct, this hunch, this imagination, this intuition. To risk trusting that is a part of the Jupiterian process. Now we all know people living out Jupiter stories, and they're expansive without being grounded. And I think that's what I was really distrustful of before I kind of got into this work and understood more. We also know people who don't believe in themselves and who don't take risks. And, you know, we're all trying to find this middle ground. So another thing I steal from Steve Forrest: can you imagine a better tomorrow? And in what ways have you been underestimating yourself? So the first question, can you imagine a better tomorrow? There's two answers, yes or no. If you pause, you're overthinking it. Essentially, Jupiter wants you to have faith that tomorrow can be better than today. It doesn't mean today is terrible, but Jupiter wants you to have faith that it can be better. There's that expansive, abundant quality, that frequency that it wants to draw out of us. Second question, in what ways have you been underestimating yourself? No matter what's going on in your life, when Jupiter transits come around, you've been underestimating yourself. So you might keep your mouth shut when you know you have something to say. You might not trust your gut instinct and therefore not take an opportunity. But this idea of underestimating yourself, do you have confidence? Do you appropriately estimate your abilities and your skills, your value, and your worth? Jupiter wants us to have those things and to risk trusting ourselves and having faith. Now, Jupiter is the planet of abundance and expansion and expansiveness. I want to talk about that for a minute. This idea that what it actually brings you is opportunity. Well, actually, it's bringing you an awareness, the ability to be aware of opportunity, and if you choose to seize the opportunity, the confidence to do that, if you opt in. So this part of the conversation here about this Jupiter stuff is extremely important. So if you get nothing else out of this MP3, I want you to get this. Jupiter in transit pushes the buttons of things that need to be resolved. Jupiter makes things that are stressful more stressful so you can release them and release old attitudes and beliefs and ideas of who you are, what the world is like, what the world offers. So Jupiter, in fact, in the evolution of consciousness growth-oriented process for an individual, makes something worse so you can let it go, so that you can see it's not useful. That's actually what Jupiter transits do. So they exacerbate problems so you become aware of them, and so you can decide, you know what, yeah, okay, here's this thought pattern. Here's this, knee-jerk reaction style of choice I keep making in this part of my life, whatever it is. Here's this, default response I have, and this old belief, this voice in my head that says, you don't deserve that, or you'll never have that, or other people get to have that, or you messed it up when you had that chance before, so why bother? Anything that keeps you from having self-confidence and faith in yourself in order to take risks, Jupiter will exacerbate in transit. Now, as you're thinking about this, and the scope of this MP3 is limited to Jupiter and Scorpio for those thir that 13-month transit, but as you're thinking about this, thinking about your own chart, recognize that Jupiter's always touching something, and it's always pushing the button of why do you keep yourself small? What belief do you have that makes you think you don't deserve something wonderful, that might inspire you to believe that tomorrow can't be better? No matter what's going on today, can tomorrow be better? And so Jupiter in transit will actually exacerbate that. So whatever the pattern is, whatever the problem is, it will highly likely get worse in the short term. If you're expecting Jupiter to be the greater benefic, to bring you boons and grant gifts and abundance, you're going to be unhappy about this. Like that, sometimes it is true that there's just a random opportunity that comes through and it's beautiful and amazing and there are no strings attached and you seize it and life is great. But more often than not, we're talking about again, this evolution of consciousness, which is what your soul has you here to do, and Jupiter's role in that as it transits, the zodiac and therefore your chart is to point out to you why you don't believe in yourself, why you feel small, why you have held yourself back from opportunity, why you have, prevented yourself from exploring new possibilities that are exciting, that bring new life into you, breath of fresh air, new experiences, exploration. Is a Jupiterian thing, reaching out far and wide to find something, to find a truth, to find a new experience. Why have you held yourself back? Jupiter will make that apparent. And when this happens for you, here's my suggestion on how to approach it. Because you're saying, oh, Jupiter is going to, whatever, conjunct my Sun or trine my Venus or something, and you're thinking, wow, what a great year, Jupiter in Scorpio. I personally am a Scorpio, so part of me wants to, you know, think that I'm going to get some cool shit going on. But when this happens for you, if you feel at all deflated or up against a wall, or if you feel a little defeated or depressive or that something isn't going to happen, realize that, especially during this next year, that button of limitation because of deep emotional stuff, Jupiter and Scorpio, that button of limitation is being pushed within you. So you're being stimulated to feel the thing that you need to let go, the thing that has followed you around or lingered or haunted your self-esteem or willingness to have confidence in yourself. So that thing will come up. The point is, I want you to be prepared to see through the sense of limitation and lack and dearth and darkness. Part of you is speaking, I could never have that, or whatever. Maybe I don't deserve that, or maybe I'm not ready, or, oh, I couldn't afford that. Whatever it is, like, part of you is speaking and telling you that. That you believe it's you is a secondary issue. Just get grounded. I'm always harping on grounding, cords into the earth, being in your body. Establish that baseline awareness of what's going on in your field and consciousness so that when something like this happens, you are better prepared to realize it's not the truth of who you are. So I'll get into these scorpionic themes here in a bit and how what this button pushing might look like. And just to wrap that part up, I want to talk about the power of belief and what your options are. So something comes up, and it seems to be a barrier or a block, a blockade to getting something you want or need or expressing something, experiencing something that matters to you. It's expanding in one direction or another. And I'm saying to you, don't listen to that part of you, but recognize, yeah, part of me has this coming up. Well, Jupiter in transit is asking you to overcome that limitation. So in a sense, Jupiter is all about the search for truth. It may never find the truth. That's kind of for the Neptunian experience of the divine or the numinous thing that stops you in your tracks and just vibrates as true and, you know, negates the possibility your mind can have an opinion. That, like, speechless, jaw-droppy thing of Neptune energy and Pisces, you know, confronting the divine directly. Whether it's through nature or you meet an angel or whatever it is. But there's this search for truth that defines the Jupiterian experience. So what you've been holding on to isn't the truth. Are you willing to let it go? Are you willing to cease believing that story? Would be a great way to put it with Jupiter. And the benefit, the boon, the abundance is dependent upon your willingness to cease believing the old story and to allow something better, something more empowering, something more uplifting, something more based in reality and potential and opportunity and self-confidence than the old story that has kept you limited or feeling small or undeserving. So let's transition into what planets moving through the lens of Scorpio are all about. I'm big about breaking things down to explain things so you can learn to think about these things astrologically, not just tune into what I'm saying so you have a sense of what's going to happen. I think that's a lack of imagination. It doesn't empower you. So Scorpio is the sign of intense transformation. It's a sign of things coming up from under the surface, and coming from the unconscious into the consciousness or into the light of day from the depths of the unknown. Scorpio planets working through the lens of Scorpio, I said, need to transform. Well, they need to transform by unearthing deeply held patterns, assumptions, beliefs, and pain. essentially any kind of emotional thing, and that's unresolved, and those emotional things are going to be defined by experiences. So any planet working through the lens of Scorpio has a great deal to do with memory and the visceral connection to intense emotions. When you have a visceral response to a smell, like, oh, this person I used to trust who kind of hurt me smelled like that, or had a fragrance like that, or something like that. Deep emotions and this visceral response, that's about Scorpio. Something coming from under the surface and coming to the conscious light of day. Now, we typically push things down under the surface in order that we don't have to deal with them, because we typically are afraid of what we think is darkness or badness or evil. And we know that anger, rage, depression, all these kinds of scorpionic things, we know they're not socially acceptable, or there may be certain contexts in which they're acceptable, but it's not a normal thing that we should carry around all the time. So then we may feel some shame about that, and then try to shove the thing under the surface. That's a scorpionic process. And then once it's under the surface, we're afraid of letting it come up, so we're very controlling of ourselves, and that then may make us controlling of other people. And then we're harming or abusing ourselves, and potentially harming and abusing others, because we're terrified that the truth, that we're terrible, that we're horrible, that we're destructive and not kind, that we can do damage, that we maybe hate ourselves or feel depressive and feel like life is meaningless and have despair, whatever intense thing it is. We're controlling everything to try to make sure it doesn't come out and hurt everybody. It's already hurting us. Then you have this suppression thing, that's another Scorpio thing, because of the shame and embarrassment of the intensity of something. So if you're familiar with my work, you know that I will get into teaching about Pluto and Scorpio stuff, and I'll make keywords of terrible things, and then I laugh, and sometimes the student or the person listening to it will gasp, or the jaw will drop, or somebody says, "Hey, can we have a 5-minute break? This is still really intense." And but that's the scorpionic process, is to cultivate a willingness to look at what's hard to look at. So if you do that, you don't have to suppress everything. And so ultimately, a planet working through the lens of Scorpio needs to feel intensely and feel deeply, and then be willing to express those deep feelings. Perhaps through talking, perhaps through physical activity, sexual interactions, artistic, creative, something. But move the energies out and inhabit the energies. And these energies are typically, again, we understand that they're socially unacceptable. But at times, or for some of us as baseline things, they are true. So ultimately, Jupiter and, or ultimately Scorpio, any planet working through the lens of Scorpio, asks us to look at the truth of things, to look at the thing that's hard to look at, to face it. And if that's a fear or pain or some other intense emotion within us, or some motivation, if that's within us, to face it. And then to recognize that whatever in other people we have a hard time facing, that's within us too. But that person carrying that frequency happens to trigger us. So let's take responsibility and go within, look for what's true, and air it out. That is a healthy process of living through a scorpionic process. So, any planet working through Scorpio challenges you to cease judging what is considered darkness or evil or socially unacceptable or destructive. Okay. Another layer of this to round this out. The transformation comes through confronting what inside you seems to have the potential to overpower you or drag you down into negativity or overwhelm you due to its intensity. Again, this list: sadness, sorrow, grief, depressiveness, despair, hopelessness, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, lots of things. But these things seem to threaten to overpower you or overwhelm you. So planets working through the lens of Scorpio show you what you don't want to get lost in, but you need to own is a part of who you are as a human. One avenue into this kind of exploration is to recognize that every person, including you, contains all possible human emotions, the potential to feel any human emotion, right, that's ever been experienced or documented or witnessed, but also all potential human motivations. So to look at owning that you have all possible human motivations and potential feelings within you, and that everything in, for example, everything listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, the DSM-5, which is the handbook for mental health practitioners, that every single thing in there, if it comes and goes, is just part of being human. Everything that's, diagnosable as a clinical issue, that's where we get stuck, whether because of biochemistry or conditioning or trauma or conditioning through abuse or negative self-esteem, or like I said, or chemistry, biochemistry, ancestral hand-me-downs, karmic memories that resurface, whatever the source is, if we don't get stuck on those things, they're just part of being human. For example, narcissism, when we veer too far, potentially temporarily, into elevating our own importance. Well, if we don't get stuck there, it's not a clinical issue. It's not a problem. So, in the same thing with depression, depressiveness is how I often like to talk about it. Related to that despair, hopelessness, whatever, the suicidal thoughts, the feeling that life isn't worth living because the pain is too great, or what's the point, blah, blah, blah. All those things are actually part of the palette of human experience that your soul has you on the planet to learn. Scorpio, the lens of Scorpio, is the one through which you explore finding that out. I have deep emotions. So Jupiter is not considered an outer planet, but it's one of those two, I guess maybe social planets is what it's called. It's not an inner planet, but Jupiter and Saturn are considered those social planets, right? You have the inner ones and then the social and then the outer, starting with Uranus. And some people might consider Chiron in that group as well. But Jupiter's orbit being approximately, 12 years around the sun, its transits don't build the same juice as the outer planet transits, which take years, right, to go through different signs. Like Uranus takes approximately 7 years through a sign, then Neptune 14, and you get longer there on out. But a year through a sign is significant for you to become aware of something. So Jupiter, through this lens of Scorpio, are you willing to expand through facing what's hard to look at? That's a headline to work with. Am I willing to expand through letting go of blocks to looking at what I feel, feeling what I feel, admitting that I possess feelings and motivations that are unattractive, that are frightening, that may seem to overpower me? That's a huge part of what Jupiter and Scorpio is about. I'm just going to read you a list here and maybe comment as I go or cycle back. Just under the heading Jupiter and Scorpio themes. So expansion through uncovering and facing the truth. Again, something true that may be hard to deal with, you're not sure if you can. Uncovering it and facing it. Oftentimes the uncovering part, I guess I am commenting as I go, the uncovering part is in noticing that you have some weird reaction to something, attraction, repulsion, or some knee-jerk dismissive reaction or tisk-tisk or judgment, and then saying, "Huh, I didn't think I was like that," or "That's new. I really?" And then you realize there's an unconscious feeling that is pushing you to defend yourself, or control something, or keep something out of your conscious awareness or out of your sphere, in order to protect yourself or others. So you uncover the truth by realizing what you feel, looking at your triggers, your judging, shaming triggers, right? When you want to badmouth something, or when you feel like destroying something, even if it's just with a thought or a word, this is the Scorpio reaction. Remember, the stinger on the tail of the scorpion is filled with venom, and it's a defense protective mechanism. Okay, so, and then facing that truth. So you might have a moment of insight. Why did I treat Jenny like that the other day? Why would I say that to her? She decided to, it's clear she decided to let it go because she knows I'm not really like that, but whoa, I really was negative when I said that to her to make her stop going down that road or change the topic or whatever. And then you have that momentary insight. Well, then face it. Say, okay, I'm willing to look at this. So expansion through getting over blocks to looking at what's true within you. I kind of glossed over this earlier. I did it briefly, but I'm just going to insert this note now. These dynamics are also going to happen between people, but I want you to come back to the perspective that they are happening within you, and other people may reflect the need for you to look at the truth. So some of these things I describe could happen with other people, and you might say, "Huh, why did Jenny do that the other day?" And you might be perplexed about why she had that reaction, because she's playing something out so you can see a pattern within you, or an avoidance, or something like that. Jupiter and Scorpio theme. The next one is trust and vulnerability. This still waters run deep thing is a Scorpionic Plutonian eighth house thing, and we don't find what's in Scorpio. Like if we're talking about a natal signature, we don't find that part until trust is established. Now, opening to let somebody get close to you is revealing who you are, and that creates vulnerability. And as a water sign, Scorpio is extremely sensitive. So Jupiter in Scorpio, expanding through releasing resistance to trust and being vulnerable, letting people see who you are. Jupiter risking showing people your sensitive underbelly, your soft spots, what really makes you tick. And there's a trust and vulnerability that is built between people. So Jupiter and Scorpio will point out to you if you have a problem trusting people or being vulnerable, you will see it. Other people may or may not be understanding about it if you have a trust problem, and you may or may not be understanding in a particular moment when it's revealed that somebody else has a trust problem. But here we're expanding the opportunity to expand through our pain into more vulnerability. Now, the thing about trust and vulnerability, when Scorpionic situations have occurred and somebody is then shut down or closed down to trust and vulnerability, I'll always remember the first two clients I had with Pluto in the eighth wouldn't tell me what they wanted to talk about. Just remember that from like 2006 or something, 2005. And they were within a couple weeks, and I knew them both personally, but they didn't want to tell me. They just wanted me to tell them what I saw. And there was this like guarded thing. So when you've been burned, the point is you don't want to open and trust. And but the real strength in Scorpionic trust is to recover from pain. You cannot connect in the deep way that a planet in Scorpio needs to connect if you aren't open. So you need to recognize that in that process of opening, you become vulnerable and something will hurt more deeply. That's a given. That is a fact. So can you face that? Can you face that? Maybe the onus and responsibility right now is on you in some situation in your life to admit vulnerability and show someone your soft belly, so to speak. Okay. And I put a note in here, if you can afford to open to reveal yourself. Again, are you willing to risk vulnerability? That's a really important part of the opportunity for Jupiter in Scorpio. And Jupiter says risk, trust. Jupiter in Scorpio, risk trusting. Okay, the next heading here, power over, power under dynamics. Scorpio processes are famous for power over power under dynamics, and this has defined our experience of scorpionic energy in many ways. So I might fear a feeling or a thought pattern I keep having, motivation, you know. Actually, this thought of one today, I'm gonna try not to say it. So, just like something that if I really told somebody, I'd be embarrassed about, like a motivation to do something and whatever. And so I'm afraid that might overpower me. So I'm going to start controlling myself and so that it doesn't come out. And then I'm going to see the world through power over power under dynamics. Because there's something terrible that must be squashed. Well, then I'm going to start, if I feel that way about my own emotions or my thought patterns and motivations, then I'm going to carry that in the world around me. I'm going to project that onto others. I'm going to assume that there are things out there that might overpower me, people or situations or things. So then you have this thing about not feeling safe, and you have to have the power to make yourself feel safe, and then you shut down, you're not vulnerable, etc. When it comes to relationships of any kind, the question comes up, who gets to have power, when and why? What do you have to do to get and maintain power? I want you to understand this is the wrong, this is a very unhealthy way of looking at power. This idea of one person has power so that the others can't, so one can protect the self, something like this. Who gets to have power, when and why? It breeds competition for various things, which doesn't feel good. If you look at the truth of who you are, you look at those feelings and motivations, you look at your reaction to Jenny's reaction last week when she did that thing that was really crappy. Look at, you know, look inside. Okay, let me be courageous enough to look at what's really happening in me. Then you can own that, and then you are making peace with a shadow part of you, and you don't need to fear others having power because you have the power of love. Yes, it's an 80s ballad theme, but it's true. This is the spiritual teaching on Plutonian or Scorpionic power. And Jupiter and Scorpio for those 13 months will be pushing that button for you. Do I need to protect myself? Do I need to defend myself against somebody else's emotions, anger, questions, curiosity? Because people will ask you questions that you don't want to have to answer because then you have to admit something or you have to get in touch with part of you who's terrified of being found out because it's so shameful to have whatever emotion, anger, depressiveness, suicidal thoughts, whatever it is. It's a whole chain of things here. So who gets to have power, when and why? If those dynamics come up, if power over power under dynamics come up, you are hereby officially invited to decide you're willing to go through a process of unwinding being stuck in that paradigm. Self-knowledge, self-acceptance, that leads to actual real power from your soul's point of view. Okay. So the next one is shared values and resources. Of course, we think about, you know, Venus as one's values and resources, right? Venus, second house, Taurus energy. And then we have here the Scorpionic idea, shared resources. That's the opposite. So what we do together, what we have together, what we create together. This is a Scorpionic kind of process. Planets working through the lens of Scorpio are trying to connect. Jupiter here, set in Scorpio says, expansion, abundance, great opportunity, a better tomorrow. It may involve a partner of some kind, whether it's like a life, romance, mate, sexual partner, or it's a business partner, there's an intimacy as you're sharing resources. So shared values. So these two kind, these things are connected and need to be understood in a certain chain here. If you are working with someone who doesn't really share your value system, you're going to have power over power under problems. And there's going to be tension, and there's going to be competition and tugs of war about who gets to do what when, who gets to be powerful what when and why, who gets the time, who gets the money, the space, the resources. So look for any issues in your relationships where that's starting to come up, where a tension is starting to come up because one person doesn't want to work with the other. There's an unconscious need or attraction or repulsion that's coming up in order to show you that maybe you have to have a better informed and more honest and direct conversation about values and therefore how resources are approached and used. Or, either a better conversation, more truth, right? Or it's just not the right dynamic and it needs to stop. There's no clear-cut answer. You have to explore it through approaching what's true, and each person in that dynamic confronting the feelings that he or she has. So you may not realize the shared values are not well communicated or they're not actually shared, right? Till you realize there's a problem with resources or money. So just be aware of that link and be willing to look at the truth of it. Okay, the next thing, confronting deep emotions due to engagement with others. Now, I've talked about you dealing with your emotions, being willing to look at the truth. I've talked about you noticing how somebody else reacts and it triggers you and looking at that. This is a little different. Going back to that idea of trust and vulnerability, when you share, when you open, you let down the walls, you open the gates to the fortress in which your adorable little heart lives. And part of you may be afraid of risking that vulnerability, but maybe you overcome that and you let someone in. It is guaranteed that once a person truly lets another person into that little fortress surrounding the adorable little heart, that things will get triggered back and forth. Both people will be triggered. If you don't really open, you're not going to be as triggered. But if both people open, you're going to be triggered. It's a guarantee because there are things that we don't know how to deal with that we put behind the walls of that fortress. So it looks like this noble, beautiful thing, this admirable thing to, so to speak, give your heart to somebody, let someone into the fortress where your adorable little heart lives, like pull up the, put down the bridge over the moat and bring up the iron gates, whatever, and somebody actually gets to come into the little castle. And then you're like, why are you treating me that way? And the person goes, my God, you're just like my father. It's only when you become truly vulnerable that those conversations can get triggered, that those emotions become apparent. The deep things, whether it's about control dynamics, the fear of losing control, the fear of being found out because you're ashamed of something, a deep emotional or abusive thing that happened or is carried that you haven't known what to do with. Maybe something painful happened to you in an earlier stage of your life and you couldn't deal with it, so it kind of got put in a closet next to where in the room where your heart or your adorable little heart is inside the well-guarded castle. And then you open up the gates and it's this great day and the trumpets are blaring and the flags are waving and everyone's got flowers in their hair and they're dancing in circles. And then they walk in and there's this debris there and it gets triggered and suddenly you're defensive. But you care about this person. So why are you defensive? This is a Scorpionic process. So Jupiter wants you, again, to uncover what is stored, and some of those things, those unhappy memories and those pains and guilt and shame, and some of those things that are stored cannot be triggered if you never let somebody close to you. Okay. In that process, be aware of projection as well. That idea of, I just don't like Bill. He's so judgmental. I just don't like that. Well, you're being judgmental. So you need to own what you despise in other people, what you judge and criticize. So there's part of that is in there too. And going along with this, I've written in here deep triggering in my notes, deep triggering. It's related to this idea of person finally gets into the center of the castle where your adorable little heart lives, and then you're triggered. So you need other people to trigger you. They need you to trigger them. This is a fundamental aspect of being human. It is the major reason that souls split off from all that is or goddess and god consciousness, incarnate as humans, and engage in this forgetting of their own divinity, live these lives tied to time. We think we are our bodies. and then we die, right? And then soul's like, oh yeah, great, I learned a lot when I was alive. But one of the main reasons is that we bounce off each other, because intact, when it's all in the great big blob of happy all that isness, it can't know itself. So in the Libra process, let's just cover this for a second, we learn to negotiate. We tell someone who we are, and we listen to who they are. And there's a dialogue, and we go back and forth, and we establish connections, we build bridges. Then it goes into Scorpio. So there's a lot of stuff in there that you see about yourself from other people in a more casual day-to-day way, where people say, oh yeah, you read a lot, huh? And you're like, oh gosh, I guess I do. Somebody else says, oh yeah, you're a really good cook. And you're like, oh thanks, I didn't, oh thanks, I'm glad you like that. You learn about yourself in these ways. But then in the transition from Libra to Scorpio, it gets real, it gets intense, it gets deep. There are certain things about you that are true that you must, for your evolution and growth and healing, face. And you cannot do it alone. You must have others trigger you. So others can seem to you, and you can seem to others at times, as villains, people who betray, who lie, who hurt you. And you blame the other person. The other person blames you. Jupiter in Scorpio is asking you to have faith that you need other people to unearth your most difficult things. Have faith. Expand into letting go of a perception of victimization when you're hurt. When you're hurt, the souls are in cahoots. The conspiracy of love is doing its job. The other soul is triggering you. And pain and heartache and emptiness or whatever are coming up in you, and vice versa. So it's another way of looking at the intensity of Scorpio asks us to transform through facing difficulty. And Jupiter and Scorpio, please, it says, also have faith that you can transform through anything. Have faith that pain can be healed. Have faith that if you're experiencing pain, it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. If you have been hurt, it doesn't mean you deserve suffering. It is a part of the human experience, and this is terrain that every human must, at some point, explore. And just kind of nudging into this next topic, inner psychological landscapes and how others fit into them. Again, be aware of projection. Be aware of when you believe someone has done something to you, and a part of you is so hurt that anger comes up. Remember the tale of the scorpion, instinctive stinging when it's injured or, right, or threatened. And your inner psychological landscape is your responsibility. Now, I said earlier, a few minutes ago, you need other people to trigger things. I said in the Jupiter and Libra thing or any Libra process, yeah, you need others, right? And in Scorpio, it gets real, it gets deep, it gets a little scary because vulnerability is hard, because we carry pain, we're afraid to be hurt, etc. So you need others to show you the depth of pain you may feel, the depth of pain that it is possible for humans to feel. Your soul has enrolled the souls of others to do this service for you. Do you think it feels good to lie to somebody? To cheat? To steal? To manipulate? To abuse? The other souls are giving you the opportunity to go through what every soul needs to experience, which is the depths of what is possible for humans to feel. So you need them, but you're responsible for owning the healing and recognizing the higher truth. That these painful dynamics unfold because both souls are in cahoots to provide each human the various, the both sides of this equation. Like if you're the one being cheated on, for example, or betrayed or lied to, you're receiving a lesson about what that feels like. The other person is giving you that lesson. That other person is receiving from you the opportunity to make that choice. And see what happens, see what it feels like, see what damage it causes to self and other. So both sides of the equation, people are learning. And so Jupiter and Scorpio says, for the inner psychological landscape and how others fit into it, can you have faith that pain isn't a value judgment? about your worth and your love? Can you have faith that you need to experience deep triggering? You need to clear out your psychic basement, your psychic closet, the attic where all the parts of you who think that they're terrible hide. Okay. And that just takes us into sexuality, which you could probably spend like several hours talking about this. All the things I've said thus far about these themes, starting with, you know, uncovering and facing the truth and trust, vulnerability, power over power under, shared values and resources, the deep triggering, all that stuff, it's all related and leads to, right? All scorpionic experiences are not sexual, but all sexual experiences, you know, many of them are scorpionic if we're doing this with other people, if we're bringing our heart and our psychology and our soft, vulnerable center to it. If we're engaged in deep bonding, it is, you know, sexuality in those contexts is about scorpionic process. So vulnerability, trust, being willing to look at what you feel. And I'm going to add something to it here now that we're talking about sexuality, not just what you feel, but also what you need. In Libra, we're conversing, we're exploring who we are to each other. In Scorpio, we're getting deeply into this psychological, spiritual, emotional dynamic of the need to connect. I mentioned it briefly earlier in the MP3, but I knew we were coming here, so I just kind of saved this whole bit. We shouldn't assume Scorpio is about sexuality, but we must talk about it. So the need to connect. Again, in Libra, there's a dialogue, there's a handshake, there's a relationship building of all kinds in the Libra phase. When we get into the Scorpio phase, we need intensity. We need something raw, visceral, primal. We need to find out what we're made of. And we need to find out what each other is made of. And what this is all about is the need to connect in the deepest way possible with another thing. Now, this is why the curiosity of Scorpio never stops. The digging for the truth can, in some people, never stop, strongly scorpionic plutonian people. And it's because you ask a question, you get an answer, and you say, yes, but why? Because and then you get an answer to that one, and you evaluate that, and you think on it, and you say, yeah, I'll buy that. But why is it like that? Why is that true? Because this need to penetrate is what we're talking about. So we can do it, we can penetrate through dialogue, we can do research, we can talk, right? But this physicality of sexuality, tying together physicality and emotions and energy and spirit, realizing that all this stuff from our deep emotional landscapes are pulled up to the surface, right? Jupiter in Scorpio says, what do you think about sex? Are you vulnerable? Are you willing to show someone else who you are? Are you willing to own what you think is what may appear to be darkness or unacceptable behavior within yourself, unacceptable motivations and feelings? Are you willing to own pain that you have or despair or whatever it is? But then are you willing to open to show somebody who you are, to connect in that way? So Jupiter in Scorpio says, what blocks might you have about fully revealing who you are to another person? What secrets do you still guard in that little castle with your adorable little heart? This is about sexuality. And because of the need for planets working through the lens of Scorpio to connect as deeply as possible, there's that pushing boundaries, pushing the envelope. And the method of Scorpio is to penetrate in order to find the limit. Where does that end and I begin? Where do you end and where do I begin? Because of that confluence of factors, right? The need to get to the bottom of something, the truth of something, and the method of penetration, sexuality is totally part of it. You're trying to, and I'm not just thinking about heterosexual or penis-involved sex. I'm not just talking about that penetration. I'm talking about, I mean, that's the first, that's like the image that comes to my mind when I say that word a bunch of times. But what I'm really, just in general passing, but what I'm really talking about is piercing apparent reality of another person to connect as deeply as possible. Essentially, to find God through connecting with another person. And it doesn't come through. Do you like sports? What kind of music do you listen to if you listen to music? It doesn't come through that Libra negotiation, building a conversation, building a level of dialogue. It doesn't come from that. It comes from a raw, visceral, primal, animalistic, lower chakra, physically embodied, open, emotional, vulnerable desire, attraction, need to connect. Now, if you have blocked yourself or prevented yourself from that kind of depth of connection, Jupiter in Scorpio will push the button. If there's pain in there, if there's shame about something about you that makes you not be willing to be vulnerable, etc., to reveal who you are to somebody, emotionally, psychically, spiritually, physically, whatever, Jupiter in Scorpio will push that button and it will feel worse. Because you need to move through it. Remember that the notes from earlier in the MP3. So, in order to make your sexuality flow better, you must confront any blocks, resistances, fears, hesitations that are there. Jupiter and Scorpio will be happy to accommodate you. And kind of building on this a little bit, desire and repulsion. Or attraction and repulsion. These are normal parts of being on Earth. You move away from pain, you move toward comfort or pleasure. Single-celled organisms do this, and everything between you and the single-celled organisms, and the whales and the dolphins, everybody's doing this. It's a feature. The plants grow toward the sun, right? They lean, toward the sun. Trees, we move toward pleasure and survival, right? We move away from pain and suffering. This deepest kind of attraction, whether it's for survival things, for survival reasons, or because of the need to connect, this deepest desire is paired with this deepest repulsion. Now, if you trust somebody and you open up and your stuff gets triggered, and his or her stuff gets triggered, you're going to be dealing with potentially with desire and repulsion. You learn something about somebody that deepens your desire either to be friends or to connect with or to pierce and penetrate the veil of illusion that separates you from the goddess with or God within that person. That kind of like dramatic, I need to eat you. And you're also going to find things that repel you, repulse you. And when you get into deep psychological terrain, you may have very intense negative shielding reactions against what somebody feels, has experienced, believe or believes, or says or does. Even, so think about this. We get into this deep terrain of trust, whether it's about sexual intimacy or not, or being confidants and relying on each other. We get into that deep terrain, and this is idea of being triggered. Now, if it's desire, it might not be problematic unless the other person isn't in that place with you, or doesn't want to reciprocate. But the repulsion idea is going to come up and is, I think, pretty loud, where you might get into intimacy in certain, in different contexts, and get to a more and more honest place at which you realize, yeah, this is toxic, or you're a bigot, or you're abusive, right? And this can't happen. So, but we sometimes can't know that until we get to that place of depth. So desire, attraction, repulsion, disgust, all those things are these scorpionic things. So again, if you're not opening to trust and explore vulnerability, you might not get to this place. Or you might get to the place where you're reacting against what hasn't been said because somebody's carrying something under the surface. That is also a scorpionic process to sense energy and emotion in others without necessarily knowing what it is. You and your life have been avoiding certain kinds of people and you don't know why, and it's because of energies they carry. They may not even be aware of it. But there's that protective mechanism of planets working through Scorpio. Again, because if I open, I'm deeply sensitive and it really is going to hurt. It's not just going to hurt, it's really going to hurt. So there's a preemptive defensive thing of repulsion, energetically, emotionally, biochemically even, when something or someone is not right for you. So you've already been doing this, but there's a expansion through becoming more conscious of what is really going on and what that energy is. So you're no longer afraid of it, so you can admit into conscious awareness what's going on, and then you can make a healthy choice based in what's right for you. And all of this stuff I'm talking about, the trust thing, the telling the truth, the attraction, the sexuality, the inner psychological landscape, all that stuff, I mean, it's all kind of related, the intenser, depth stuff within us. But I just want to make a list of a couple things that will be exacerbated during the time of Jupiter and Scorpio if you have them. Now, if you don't have them, I'm not telling you this so you can be afraid and worried and dread this 13-month period. But I want you to realize that if you have some of these things, it will get louder. Grief, shame, guilt, self-hatred, resentment of self or other, depressiveness, suicidal ideation or suicidal cyclical thought patterns, sorrow, nihilism, which is believing that nothing matters, existential dread, which is related to the suicidal thing, and depressiveness and loss of hope. Any of those things, if you have them, may probably highly likely will be exacerbated during this transit because you need to look at what hurts or what you feel and improve your relationship with it. Understanding again, all these things are normal parts of the human experience, but there are times in this life and other lives when you haven't known what to do when these things are triggered. And so you might put them down in that basement. Now Jupiter's exacerbating it, so you have to look at what's buried. Also, anger, rage, right? But anger and rage come from these painful frequencies. Anger just doesn't come out of nowhere. People who are angry, people who have rage, it's not just, oh yeah, they're right. No, it comes from pain and hurt and fear of being hurt again. So people who have anger and rage problems will also be exacerbated potentially during this thing. And again, it will look like other people's behavior is triggering it. We have to own it, etc. But just realize these things will come through. They will become more apparent. So one of the best strategies is more introspection. But not so much you get caught in cyclical thought patterns about self-destruction or sadness or isolation or shaming or guilt or whatever. Introspection and communication, talking about it, writing about it, having conversations on this level, like the kind that comprise this teaching. Honesty, really looking at something and deciding you're no longer willing to be afraid of what is true about you and what is true within you. And this is how you change your relationship with these parts of you who carry these feelings that, again, are totally normal and natural if you don't get stuck in them or within them. And another thing that will come up a lot, if you have it, is the residues of abuse. Being controlled by other people. Being abused in any way, psychological, verbal, physical, sexual, no matter what age any of these things may have happened to you, Jupiter and Scorpio will exacerbate the residues of that again so that you can heal things. So if you have a history of abuse in this life or other lives, and it does happen that people feel like they've been abused in this life in one way, but maybe they haven't, and it's from another life. That's not abnormal right now. As since the end of the Mayan calendar several years ago, The veils between dimensions, including the partitions between your different lives, meaning the consciousness, the partitions are gone. So unresolved, the most painful unresolved issues from many lifetimes are coming up now and are apparent. Now, you might not have known this, so you're just living your life and wondering why you're manifesting this health issue, or why you're having this emotional thing, or why you're suddenly depressed or feeling traumatized when nothing happened. And this is why. So even, so you might feel it, but not have experienced it. It's very common with when I work with clients of all different kinds right now, because we are all in this global, common situation, which is we have to deal with the residues from the past that are in our unconscious, our past lives, our other lives. From the soul's point of view, if you're familiar with my work, you've heard this before, but from the soul's point of view, all of your lifetimes are happening simultaneously. But your consciousness of it is typically blocked because they're in your unconscious, but all the records of those many lifetimes are in your unconscious. And so they may come up and you don't know what's going on because you're just living your life. It's 2017 and you're overtaken by a defeated feeling of a pained, angered emotion, something like that. So Jupiter in Scorpio will want you to dig that deep. And any abuse issues will come to light. Now, check, get grounded, and check yourself before you accuse people of things or lash out. And what I said to you earlier about somebody lying to you or cheating on you or stealing from you and how your souls are in cahoots, it's the same if you've experienced abuse issues. And so for some people, the Jupiter and Scorpio healing may be in a certain way, accepting that people who have hurt you are soul-level teachers for you, that they have showed you power over power under dynamics. In other words, the growth for some people who have experienced abuse, including being, I mean, other things too, like the what I was talking about, being lied to, stolen from, cheated on, that kind of thing, that the lion's, it's possible that the lion's share of the benefit of Jupiter and Scorpio will be seizing the opportunity to accept that people who have hurt you have done so at your soul's request. Not that you deserve suffering. Not that you're less than. Not that you deserve disrespect and abuse. Or that you deserve pain. But so that your soul, as you, has the opportunity to experience all manner of human emotions. Again, if you have experienced abuse, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It sounds very simplistic to our adult ears. But it doesn't mean you deserved pain. It doesn't mean you had it coming. It doesn't mean you did something that you shouldn't have done, even if that's what it looks like in 3D. Your soul will have you here as a human to learn to experience all manner of human experiences, all of them. And these other souls are coming forward in abuse situations to offer you the opportunity to experience that power underside of the power over power under dynamic. Healing, forgiveness, owning the power now to say yes and no, this is actual empowerment. The power over power under stuff is not real, right? Jupiter wants you to expand through limited conceptions of power over power under into absolute self-knowledge and absolute self-acceptance. That's the real version of empowerment we're talking about here, and that I do in all my Pluto and Scorpio teachings, or Pluto and Scorpio teachings, all of them. So if you've experienced abuse, or again, that lying, cheating, stealing kind of stuff, betrayal, number one, deal with the facts and how they have affected you and what imprints or residues may remain. Don't deny that it happened or what it felt like. Number one, acknowledge that and honor it. So the parts of you carrying those imprints and those residues and the energies of other people that may have been put into you or thrown on you or hit into you even. So those parts of you who carry those energies know that you are being loving now. You're listening. They need that support and validation from you now. But number two, do what you can to open to the to what your soul considers as a truth, is that it happened to serve your soul's journey. Again, not because you deserved abuse, not that because you deserved pain, but abuse, pain, hurting each other as humans is one of the ways that we learn. We need, remember, certain things we need each other to have these intense dynamics with in order to learn what our souls have sent us here to learn. So again, two layers of looking at it. There is a 3D reality. Something happened. It affected you. It imprinted you. It impacted you. It may still be impacting you years later, decades later, lifetimes later. But then number two, accept that there must be a soul level reason. Seek a practitioner who can talk this language if you need to talk through that. Okay. So we're getting close to the end of this teaching here. As I said, releasing yourself from power over power under dynamics is part of the Jupiterian expansion here. Whether that's through any of these things I've been talking about, you know, somebody knows a secret about you, or somebody has hurt you in some way, you know, those things about power and control, releasing yourself from believing the apparent truth, right, that someone may have power over you, you may have power over somebody else, releasing yourself from that. And I haven't used this full phrase yet, but when I do the Plutonian teaching stuff, I talk about absolute, unflinching, unashamed self-awareness, followed by absolute, unflinching, unashamed self-acceptance, which is self-love. That's Scorpionic Plutonian power. So your Jupiter and Scorpio invitation is to decondition from believing that what you have been told is power is actually power. Know who you are. Own it. Accept it. And you create self-loving power that is self-aware and self-respecting. And that's the path to empowerment here. And the last thing I'll mention here relating to this, Jupiter and Scorpio will want you to risk self-confidence even if you've been hurt, even if you've hurt others, and even after you've been hurt or you've hurt others. The transformational process of Scorpionic life is to change, to move into intensity, to confront pain and fear and other difficult emotions, to transform a relationship with those things, to cease being afraid of in the intensity of these emotions. So risking self-confidence, even if you've been hurt, especially after you've been hurt, you must learn that all things can be healed. And that just because you felt disempowered in the past doesn't mean you have this label of disempowered affixed to you forever, unless you choose it. Go through the Scorpionic process of confronting the pain, the fear, the anger, the regret, guilt, shame, depressiveness, suicidal thoughts. Look at them. Develop the courage to know that you're stronger than those emotions, and you become stronger than those emotions. That takes us to the end of this MP3. Take care of yourself, and thanks for your interest.